The Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Napa, get the good stuff.
And now, The Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
And now, Harvey Wireman's Senior Chat. The beat of the time. Live from the Pasadena Automat. Oh. Harvey Wireman Senior Chat, brought to you by Goodrich, for all your rubber needs.
All right, welcome here. This is great. We're here at the Pasadena Automat, and we're today's special. I wanted to make this announcement earlier. Can people hear me in the back of the room? Can you hear me in the back of the room? All right. The special is the corn chowder, isn't that right? Jack Powell is my producer. I didn't hear you, Jack. I'm sorry. Jack's going to go over and find out. I think it's the corn chowder. Double check on that. Double check on that, if you wouldn't mind, Jack. Well, welcome everyone here to the live broadcast of the Harvey Wireman Senior Chat. And tonight, with everybody, it's just wonderful. I didn't hear you, Jack.
The lady's going to tell me.
All right, Jack's checking on whether the corn chowder is a special. And the lady's going to tell you?
Yes, it is.
All right, sit down then. Don't worry about it. God almighty, Jesus in a car seat. Why don't you sit down?
Well, you always tell me.
I understand that, Jack, but you're an old man. All right, tonight's special prize. Can you people hear me in the back? Okay, good. Tonight's prize will be a wonderful golf weekend at Via de Loma with the buffet dinner and a sweetheart's dance, followed by a complimentary, I can't read that. I think it says hip replacement, or a drink. All right. Now, tonight's question on Senior Chat, we're very excited, too, because we've got a lot of people lined up to talk with us. It's a special edition of Senior Chat for grandparents or seniors who are originally from Germany. Now, do we have any people out here who are from Germany originally, dear? You are? All right. And how about you? How about you, mother? Oh, I'm just kidding. That's what Mengele said. How about you, dear? All right. All of you seniors who are originally from Germany, which lie do you most often tell? That you left Germany before Hitler came to power, or that he wasn't that bad? All right. That's our question, and you line up. Yeah, don't push him there, honey.
I want to tell her about it, Nick.
I understand. Just don't push. All right, tonight's special Senior Chat edition for grandparents and seniors from Germany. Which lie do you most often tell your grandparents and kids? You left Germany before Hitler came to power, or you know what? He really wasn't as bad as people thought he was. Let's go to our first one. Yes, sir. What's your name? Yeah, he'll adjust the microphone for you.
No, I'm going to do it. I love this program.
Hello, Harvey. How are you? I love you so much. My name is...
Hold on. Just speak in the microphone.
Yeah. My name is Wolfgang Kagula. I'm I'm so nervous.
That's all right. You're doing very well.
I'm originally from Cologne, Germany. I'm living right now in Rancho Mirage.
All right, sir. And what do you tell your people?
I always say to them, first of all, I was in a Hitler Youth, and then I spent a year... I'm so nervous. I love your program.
That's all right. Just hold on.
I was in a Hitler Youth. I spent 1 year with the Panzer Grenadiers in Normandy, and 1 year in Poland. Always tell them that I left Germany long before Hitler came to power, and generally I get very indignant looking, and I'll say...
Well, what do you say to them specifically?
Well, I say, are you... How dare you? How dare you? I left Germany. I moved to Chicago and worked for a priest. And,
okay, so you lie through your teeth about leaving before Hitler came to power.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
All right. By the way, anyone who is wanted by the FBI or the Simon Wiesenthal Center as a concentration camp guard hiding out as an auto worker, you get the deluxe Sweethearts candy package tonight, courtesy of the... Oh, look at everybody running up now, Jack. Oh, my God, they're all... What a great crowd. All right. Yes, dear, your name.
My name is Anna Holman.
Yes, Anna.
And Harvey, first of all, I think you're so good looking. My husband...
Oh, quit it now.
Oh,
I was married until my wife was found. But she wasn't found alive. And that's always good news. You know, in a way. I'm joking around, of course. Betty, I hope... Please forgive me, Betty. Please. Because when she gets angry at me, I know the day she's angry at me in heaven, I don't have a decent... I can't have... it's not a decent bowel movement. So what is your...
Harvey, what I tell my children, they'll say, Grandma, you're from Germany. And I say, no, I'm not from... And they'll say, oh, yes, God. I say, no, I'm not. I come from Switzerland. I come from...
Oh, you say you're from Switzerland.
Yeah.
Now, what did you really do in Germany?
I was a concentration camp guard at Dachau. Then I went... I was also in the Women's League there for the Winter Relief. That was in Berlin for 2 years. I was a concubine also, very excited for Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister. And then I hid out with in South America for a while. The British wanted me, but I had a cyanide capsule.
All right, great. Okay, that's great. So one guy says he, you know, lived in Cleveland, and this old piece of garbage... I forget her name. All right, move on. Bob? Your name's Bob?
Yeah, my name is Bob.
Is that what you were... What's your name?
My name is Bob Turner.
Bob Turner? And you're from Germany?
Yeah. And that's how I was able to move to America. When the Americans and the British stopped me after end of the war, they said, now, are you a German? I said, no, my name is Bob Turner here.
See, well, how did you get a name Bob Turner?
I don't know. It's a quirk. You know, Germans, sometimes they just go, well, let's name him Bob. Bob Turner. My very best friend is Fred Bell. So...
All right, so what do you tell your kids?
Well, they say, Grandpa, you have a funny accent. What is that accent? And I say, actually, I was in a Jeep accident and my brain. So they don't know, you know.
So you don't tell them you're from Germany?
No. I never tell them I'm from Germany. But occasionally, you know, it slips out. I'll say something like, well, you dirty Jew. And, you know.
Well, I understand that. All right, Bob Turner, from what part of Germany are you from?
I'm from a little place called Essenstraßen, which is also the south of Bavaria, you know, the Black Forest and all of that.
Groovy. All right, anybody else? Oh, look at this man waving his arms. Yes, sir.
My name is Martin Bormann.
Yes, sir.
And I was third in command of the Reich in Germany.
You're the Martin Bormann they never found.
Yeah, and I never miss your show.
You're the Martin Bormann.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Do a dance here? Jesus. Yes.
Wow, that's... And what did you just tell your grandchildren?
I tell them that I was third in command to Hitler in the Reich. I also was in charge of executing most of the orders for the Final Solution.
Well, what do they say?
They don't believe me.
All right, great. So there you go, that's it. You're going to win the prize, Mr. Bormann. It's nice meeting you. Martin Bormann, who's been wanted by the Wiesenthal Center and the Israeli Mossad for over 60 years.
Live from the Pasadena Automat, Harvey Weierman's Senior Chat has been brought to you by Crisco. Just one great lube. And its torment
won't be through. I'm Harvey Weierman. Join me next week. Oh, by the way, the winner of the golf package is Martin Bormann, the former third deputy to Adolf Hitler in Germany. Good night, everybody.
It's the corn chowder.
I know it's the corn chowder for Jesus' weeping sake. God. Down deep inside of me,
and its torment won't ever be free. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Make love to you day and night and day, like the beat, beat, beat of a tom-tom. When the jungle shadows fall, I want to love you. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Will you turn that off?
Sorry.
Playing that off through the break, man? All right, anyway, that's the wonderful Steve Lawrence with Night and Day. Whatever. And we thank very much Harvey Weierman. Harvey's going to be back later on with Law Talk, which is one of our more popular bits. That's where Harvey butchers the English language, Six Ways to Sunset, nobody understands what he's saying, and the name Michael Jackson comes out Moogla BB or something like that. We also have the Art Bell Coast to Coast show coming up tonight, where General Johnson Jameson will attempt to have his life force transferred into a washcloth at the Playboy Mansion. And seriously, and I'm not kidding, he's actually going to do that. I know you think that's just a punchline to a joke, but that's actually what he's going to do, transfer his life force into a washcloth. Unfortunately, the washcloth he gets transferred into is something that Hugh Hefner uses on his crotch. Now, moving along, we're also going to be talking tonight with Robert Greene, a man who is, actually I've been talking to Bob, you know, we've had him on the show before, and he'll be telling me about his marriage and what went wrong in that marriage, because, you know, I've been talking very openly and candidly with you guys about my marriage and how Marie and I are pulling it together. And man, we really got more email and calls from people about Retrovi. It blew my mind. So anyway, Harry found a website. I don't think I mentioned the website on the air. It's retrovi.org, O-R-G, if you want to check it out. And then we're also at tonight at 8 o'clock, or in our second hour, I should say, Herb Sewell joins us to tell us what he and other parents are doing in their school district to protect their children from predatory teachers who may be after your kid. Teachers that may be having sexual or want to have a sexual relationship, or which, of course, is nothing more than just a child molestation, may be involved in that with your kids. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So we were talking here, and we haven't done a remote for the show in since 2002. It's 2 years since we did our last big remote, and we did it in Vegas. And the only problem with the Vegas remote was that the room we were in was a bar, and it echoed around a lot, and we couldn't do the show properly because we need to have a good, what we call a dead room. I shouldn't say the last remote. We did one from the HBO Comedy Festival, but where we invite listeners. So we're kicking one around, and we say, okay, Vegas would be nice again. What about Palm Springs? Because they got that new Trump casino out there. And then we said, what about Mexico? Cabo San Lucas.
I don't want to go there.
Why?
Because there's Mexicans.
So what if there's Mexicans? You got a problem with them, just like you got with black people? Look, I don't want to hear from you, man. I'm telling my listeners about this.
Don't worry, I'm going to have to go.
You're going to have to butch up, man. You're going to have to go to Mexico and drink tequila and have a good time. Gee, boo-hoo.
What if I get beat up?
Good, man. It'll do you some good. So anyway, we're thinking about Cabo San Lucas. Now think about that one. We can do a package, get the listeners down there, tequila, beach. There ain't no gambling, though, is there?
I don't know.
Why don't you about to look it up or something, okay? We can do a live broadcast, and then you can do whatever the hell you want. And there's a hell of a lot of stuff to do down in Mexico, believe me when I tell you. And if we're down close to Cabo, that town's cooking. I mean, at night on a Friday night Cabo, there's all kinds of stupid gringos walking around if you're into that kind of thing, or if you want to go away from the maddening crowd and just crouch in a hut someplace and maybe smoke a little dried peyote button. Yeah, I'm sure you could find that. I'm not endorsing it. I wouldn't ask you to do that, but if you find your way there, who am I to object? Or you may just find yourself a young senorita and decide to marry, raise a large passel of children, maybe 8 or 9, maybe start a little art store there on Todo de Santos. You can put on a straw hat. People will call you the gringo down the street.
Yes, the gringo. He knows everything.
You know, you'll be one of the locals. You can do that if you'd like to. And your wife, she'll be a small, squat woman with a broom just sweeping the street aimlessly every day. Where's your husband?
My husband is inside.
Okay. Esposa? Esposo?
Yeah, inside.
Okay. And when we go in to see you, you'll be sitting there with a large hat and a big, one of those big fan mustaches, and you'll be breaking a tortilla in half, in, you know, exhorting the visitor to sit down and have some of the gruel that your wife prepared the night before. Maybe it's a little tortilla soup or something. You have large, brawny hands, a big, sweaty shirt. And maybe, you know, during the days, you're out selling your artwork, and at night, maybe you're doing some blacksmith work, and you've just decided to live in Mexico, okay? And you've just given up your computer job altogether. And your wife is, one, like I said, a little short, squat Mexican woman who looks for all the world to be a woman who is very compliant to your wishes, but in point of fact, she breaks your balls nightly. Well, what do you think? You want to go down? No, my wife, she's going to... What are you, what, that little tiny lady out there? Yeah, oh, yeah, the little tiny lady. She's got 16 brothers.
You're not going to go anywhere. You're going to stay home tonight.
Come on, all I want to do is go down the street maybe and get myself some lousy tortilla soup and a shot of tequila. And if you'd like, you can hop on the bus, head on over to the coast, and we'll look at the Hotel California and, you know, tell people you actually saw it. If the Mexicans don't take you over there already, good God almighty. You know, I love Mexico, but the worst thing I ever did was go to Todo de Santos, because that's where the Hotel California, where the Eagles, there is such a place. And it's in Todo de Santos. And oh my God, did they milk that one.
Señor, the Hotel California.
Yeah, it's like the fifth time now you told me that's the Hotel California.
Do you know the words to the song?
Yes, I do know the words to the song.
Here's a t-shirt. It has the words to the song. Here, let me say, I'll sell it to you. I already know the words to the song. If you ever forget them, you can just take off your shirt and look at it.
Yeah, that's what I'll do, man. Somebody will say, let's sing Hotel California. Excuse me while I remove my shirt. And I'll just take a look at it. So anyway, we're thinking a broadcast in Mexico. That would kick serious B-U-T-T-O-C-K-S.
What's that spell?
B-U-T-T-O-C-K-S.
What's the spell?
Why don't you spell it out?
B-U-T-T-O-C-K-S.
Right. What an idiot. Buttocks.
Okay, now you're in trouble. Mr. Hall's going to call.
Yeah. So, what I was saying, anyway, is we'll try to organize that for some time. Maybe this year, I don't know. Michelle Fernandez, who's our new producer and works miracles, maybe she can get this thing going by next week. I bet you if I told Michelle I'd like to have this all put together with a whole package for my listeners by next week, I bet you she'd do it. I happen to like Mexico in the summer. Hold on for a minute. Are you kidding me? Did you really do that?
I told him.
You say buttocks?
Yes, I did.
What did I tell you?
You said don't use the other word.
What other word?
You said I can't use the A-S-S word.
I don't understand the A-S-S word.
You said I couldn't say the word.
I told you not to reference. I'll use it one time. I told you not to reference ass.
Right. So I said B-U-T-T-O-K-S.
Buttocks.
Right.
Isn't that ass?
Aren't you telling? You're using the word right now.
I'm the boss. I get to use it two times as a way to show you what you're doing wrong. I don't want buttocks, rear end, nothing.
So what am I supposed to say? How do I reference that part of the body?
You can say something like, where I sit.
Where I sit.
Yeah, I got kicked in where I sit. Well, I got it. How about this? Where I perform my daily duties.
I got kicked right in the middle of my daily duties.
Right. Now you're going to have to tell Bud what a buttocks is, because he's too stupid. He don't even know what it is.
It's the same thing as where you get kicked, Bud.
How about where I drop the kids off?
Yeah, my daily duties. Anyway, as I was saying, we'll get this thing pulled together. It's going to be a beautiful thing. We'll probably, get everybody down to Mexico. Come on, man. We got to go down to... We got to... Forget about this. Vegas is fine. But frankly, gambling, you can gamble down in Mexico. It ain't the Vegas Strip, but who cares? Now, what else they got in Mexico? Women? They got them down in Mexico. Booze? Got it down in Mexico. They ain't got no beach in Vegas, as far as I know.
What about Reno? That'd be really fun.
Reno?
Yeah. They got that one place the cowboy is pointing and everything.
What do you mean Reno, dude? I mean, that's kind of, that like the that was the, at one time, that was the Laughlin of its day.
Yeah, it'd be neat. Yeah? It's like the idea of Reno. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Thank you. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joining me now on our newsmaker line is Bob Green. And I know, Bob, you were talking to me about the, Maria and I and the things that we're going through, and you had a similar situation with you and your wife?
I did, Phil, and by the way, just so you know, I would enjoy very much joining you and everybody down in Mexico. That sounds like a lot of fun. I did have, Phil, Kelly and I had a problem, and it's kind of emotional when you think about it.
Are the two of you still together?
No, we're not. But
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
That's all right. You know, what I care about, Phil, is that you and Maria do well. And my life is okay. But I couldn't deal with what Carrie did to me. And I guess this is something I'll never get over. So what I would say to you is, your wife has a right to be the woman that she is. But she doesn't have the right, I don't think, to degrade you or to do anything that I think is going to be a jeopardy to either.
Well, what happened?
What happened to what?
What happened to your marriage? What happened?
Well, we were very much in love until I found out she had a kind of a foot fungus, and that just put me right off of her. So I,
you're not with her because she's got foot fungus.
Would you?
All right. Phil Henry Show.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I just got the word good, bud. Tell Michelle thank you, okay?
No, I don't tell her now.
We are going to be interviewing Martha Stewart in about 5 minutes, and we just got that one nailed down, so we're grateful for all of the great work done behind the scenes. We'll be talking to her from inside the federal prison that she is currently residing in. As you know, she's going to be let out tomorrow. But we do have a telephone interview with her that'll be coming up shortly here on the Phil Henry Show. Herb Sewell will be joining us in our next hour to talk about predatory teachers, what you can do to protect your young people from a teacher, if you can believe this. This is the world we're living in now, folks. From a teacher having sex or attempting to have some assaultive sexual relationship with your young person. Just a very quick email from Corey Mitchell, who writes, Phil, wanted to drop you a line about A Life Imitates Phil. Remember this bit we used to do called Life Imitates Phil? A long time ago, I did a thing on the show where we turned Tom Sawyer's Island into a place where you could, at Disneyland, you could be burned on a funeral pyre at Tom Sawyer's Island. You know how they have a wedding chapel at Disney World? I don't know if you've been down to Disney World, but you can get married down there. There's a little wedding chapel overlooking the lagoon there where a plastic hippopotamus comes out of the water. I don't know how it works, but I was looking at that. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. You get married here. How about if you get buried here? So we did this bit. Now that I think about it, do we have any of that left? We do, man. It's on one of my earlier, it's on one of the early CDs. I got to play that. This is a listener flashback that Phil wants to hear. Where the character, the characters are standing around in their Mickey Mouse and the big stupid dwarf heads, and they're just standing around smoking cigarettes while you're burning on a pyre. So anyway, this guy emails me, says, I was remembering that bit, Phil, but check this out. A focus group that works with Disney World Orlando has been toying with the idea of an on-property cemetery that the Imagineers want to build in Orlando for hardcore Disneyland fans who hope to make Disney World their permanent vacation spot. The guy says, there you go, Phil. Life imitates you again. Glad to hear that things are going good for you and Maria. I listen to you all the time at work. I listen to you all day at work while I animate. Oh, this guy's an animator himself, and you have become like a coworker to me. Mind a coworker that just talks into my ear and whom I can't talk back to, but a coworker nonetheless. Thanks for the laughs, Corey Mitchell. And so that's pretty whack that you get. You know what? I would want to be buried at Disneyland. That would be cool. Where are you buried? Disneyland. I'm buried there, man. I'm buried there. And you know where they ought to bury you? Right there at that haunted mansion. They already got the tombstones. They ought to make them all real. Just bury your ass right there at the haunted mansion. And as people walk by, it's Phil Henry, 1952-2005. And it'll just say dead man. So I don't know what the epitaph will be. All right, 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me now from federal prison is Martha Stewart. And we are going to be talking with her. I understand that this is a secured line, Ms. Stewart. And I understand as well that because of that, there's certain things you can't talk about. But you're going to be released tomorrow. And the first question that I have for you, and first of all, thanks for being on our program.
My pleasure.
The first question I have for you is, has prison changed you? Has it humbled you? You know, there are a lot of people thought maybe you should have been humbled.
you know, I'm just trying to, you know, I don't think it changed me at all. You know, I think that I learned, you know, everything about it.
Well, you know, the work you did, Martha, with people.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, with all of the things that you did, you know, like recipes and stuff.
Yeah, well, I got a recipe in here, because I worked in a kosher kitchen. You know, the Jewish inmate wanted a kosher kitchen, so I did that.
And you got a recipe?
Yeah, I did. I got one a spaghetti top with meat sauce, and then another one here, meat chicken patty on a bun. So I'm going to do that, everything like that, you know.
Can I ask you, Ms. Stewart, do you feel that you're going to go back to your old life? Do you feel people have been unfair to you? Do you feel that you even want to deal with the public anymore? You're going to be more behind the scenes?
I'm going to come out. I won't be on TV and everything. I'll do that. You know, but I got one here, Frank on a bun.
Yeah, Frank on a bun. That's great. But, you know.
No, if Frank on a bun with a soda top in sauerkraut, potato round served with a chilled bean. And then.
A chilled bean?
Yeah, one chilled bean. And then the next one I got here, a rotini pasta top with a home meat sauce and a cheesy garlic bread, chilled fruit and milk. So I'm going to do that and open up a restaurant and serve all that. You know, roasted turkey and gravy over noodles. And I got another one here, hamburger topped with crispy bacon, served with a potato wedge, green beans, chilled fruit and milk.
You seem to be fixated on food, you know.
I want to have a steak dinner for the president, you know. And I'll serve, for instance, we can serve white meat chicken patty on a bun, chilled fruit and milk.
All right, I got it with the chilled fruit. Is that going to top off everything?
Yeah. But I tell you, you know, all I tell you right now, and all them people was bad to me, and I'm talking specifically about all them in the news media, and everybody who was mean to me and everybody who talked garbage about me, I'm going to come out. I'm going to pay you a visit soon, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. Ms. Stewart, you have been very, you know, you were looked upon as a very demure lady. Have you hardened in prison?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to come out. I'll pay Katie Couric and that other bitch, I forget who she was. I'll rape her. I'll tell you right now, I will. I'll commit the act of rape on her.
Okay. I don't want you to get in any problems with...
I'm not going to get no problem. I don't give a damn, man. I'm comfortable inside as outside. But I will find Katie Couric, and I will commit the act of rape on her. And then when I'm done with her, I'll get on that newswoman I got on there, and who the other one? Oh, yeah, that Greta Van Susteren. I will rape her when I get out.
All right, I got to stop you right now, okay?
Why you stop me? Because you don't want a woman talking. See, I'm a woman. I'm all a woman. And you know what?
I'm stopping you because you're going to be legally liable for the threats that you're making, and you're going to be back inside.
I don't care. I'm a woman. I'll come out and I'll do everything I want to do.
Ms. Stewart, you were remanded to federal prison because of lies that you told to a federal investigator.
No, I'll find him, too. I'll shank him, too. See, you can't talk to me because I'm a woman. You know, nobody want to talk to a woman now that I do it. And I will go out there, I'll find a federal prosecutor, I will commit the act of rape on him, too. I will rape him in front...
Ms. Stewart, you have a reputation...
Look, don't make me come through the phone and kick your ass, because you tell me what to do.
Look, all I'm trying to say to you, Martha, is that you have a reputation as a demure woman.
Yeah, well, that all out the window, ain't it? Huh? That's yesterday new, right? They put me inside here now. Now, I will come out, and I will take that man and put me away, and I will commit the act of rape on him. And I'll come through the phone, I'll kick your ass, too. So I'm going to rape Katie Couric. I'm going to rape Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to rape Greta Van Susteren. I'm going to rape the federal prosecutor. Come through the phone, kick your ass. And
you should tell him he can't come through the phone. I'm the only one.
Shut up, bud.
Oh, you don't think? That retard don't think I can watch me.
Wait a minute, sir.
Hold on.
Yeah, what you think now, man?
Please, sir. What?
Well, sir, I'm a damn woman, you...
Oh!
Wow, that's pretty cool, Miss Stewart.
Yeah, Martha Stewart here, and I gotta take a break here now. I better get back inside the phone, though, but on account of they're gonna know I'm missing a body count, you know.
Yeah, they take roll call and everything?
Yeah, I'm locked down. I gotta get back. Hold on for a minute. I gotta get back on the phone.
But here, let me help you.
Don't you touch me, man. I'll go inside.
All right, I'm back inside now, bud.
All right. Well, Mr. Henry looks like he's gonna need probably a pillow for his rear end here.
You look pretty good, too, bud.
Thank you, Miss Stewart. You look nice, too.
I'll get out, man. Maybe I'll get a taste of you, too.
Okay. Well, we better take a break now.
Okay. All right, well, it's Martha Stewart. When I get out, a lot of you people better watch your... Oh, man, I'm an old baby.
Okay, this is a Phil Henry show. Mr. Henry is getting some ointment. We'll be right back.
That it?
Yeah.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We have Herb Sewell coming up in a few minutes. Mr. Sewell is going to be talking about protecting your children from predatory teachers. He's a parent in a school system. We've had Herb on the air before. As you know, he spent time in a federal, actually a state correctional facility for psychiatric or forensic patients. Anyway, he'll be talking about something completely unrelated. The safety of his son at the hands of a possible predatory teacher. Boy, what a sick planet we live on, huh? And also on our program tonight, on the Phil Hendry Show, we have Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson will be joining us to, you know, go into the world of the unknown and all other whack, weird stuff that they do. And then Harvey Wireman will return with Law Talk on our program. A little bit of Harvey going a long way will be, you know, probably in our third hour, so we can just get him laid down and get a nap in him before he comes back on. Millions of cell phone users are at risk of having someone listen to their voicemail or steal their contact phone numbers and other private information. Now, you remember when this happened to Paris Hilton? She basically had her T-Mobile, which is a kind of little BlackBerry, hacked into, and they got the voicemail, they got her phone book, they got it all, baby. Apparently, this is as simple as hell. According to a guy named Bobby, well, who cares what his name is, but he works for a company and they know, he wrote the report. Most cell phone providers after a service called, or offer a service, I should say, called Skip Passcode. Well, you know this. Do you password protect your cell phones? I don't password protect my cell phone. After reading this story, I'm gonna. Not that anything is on my cell phone that would be of use to anybody, but down through the years, my cell number has been, I've given it out to enough people, and not that I suspect any of the people that I give it out to, but I don't know who the hell they're giving it out to. I'll give an example. I have a private office email account. I have my email account, phs@philhenryshow.com, which I do see and I do respond to as much of that email as I can, especially our backstage pass members. But I also have my own private office email, which is mostly interoffice. I communicate with my wife on it, communicate with some of my friends on it, and I just use it for, you know, company work mostly. However, having given it out to one of my friends,
Keith,
and anyway, now I get 8,600 billion emails from all of his friends, because these guys all email each other these jokes. You know what I'm saying? Now you get the forward from a forward from a forward. Oh, my God.
What's your private email account?
Well, it's... I'm not saying that on the air. You ought to know I email you. Oh, no, I don't email you because you don't even know what email is, do you?
No, I don't.
That's right. I forgot. So now, every day that I come into the office, I got 100 emails from guys that don't even... Harry, Ryan, Joe... Here's a good one. All kinds of porn. Naturally, I open it to find out what it is, and I file it. because I want to make sure that when the time comes, I can bust all of these guys. So I've got a pretty extensive file of some pretty graphic animal porn that I keep at my home, and I will tell you, when the time comes, I'm going to turn it over to the authorities. Probably the same goes with cell phone service. Now, this guy says, and he says it very simply, freaking password protect your cell phone. Just do it. You know, we're living in a day and age right now where everything's moving so fast, it doesn't make any sense for you to say, oh, and you know what, I don't know how to program a VCR. Yeah, that's real cute. See, the problem is, if you're like my wife, if you are technologically illiterate, my wife is complete. Maria can't work a modern remote. She cannot. The poor girl cannot do it. I'm not criticizing her. She just doesn't know how to do it because she hates television. Well, whether you hate TV or not, you're going to have to learn how to use some of this stuff. Otherwise, people are hacking into your phone messages, and they're finding out where you're buying your underwear and, you know, how often, you know, you do certain private things. Like you're going to put that on your cell phone. Hi, message to myself. I masturbate 3 times a day in public. And then a guy hacks into it. Hey, I got Phil Hendry's cell phone. All right, 1-800-449. I'll be at my window tonight about 2, nude. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight, Herb Sewell joins us on Predatory Teachers, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up, Herb Sewell on our program. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Hal. Hal, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I never told him that.
Hello, Hal. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hal.
Yes, hello. Hold on for a minute. God, what are you doing anyway? What are you doing? What in the hell are you doing?
Are you all right?
She's got her hands. Phil, I'm sorry. That was the stall indicator on our plane. Phil, this is Hal Levalier. I've called your program before in reference to a couple of items. You were discussing with me the Iraqi situation.
Yes, sir. I remember you.
What in the hell are you doing? She's all messed up. I'm all messed up here. We've got a situation here, Phil, where I'm in the name of everything holy, I'm trying to find out why the plane's stalling. And
well, if your plane is stalling, maybe you ought to do something else. Maybe you should get it away from you.
What in the hell are you doing to me?
You know, he was going to tell me all about his son-in-law, too. That's too bad. So no sooner does he get on the air and the plane stalling. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.